You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte and Murray State lecturer and Facebook specialist, Elizabeth Thomas. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Tracy. So nice to be here.
Nice to have you.
Elizabeth, I guess 2 weeks ago I saw in my Facebook account that something was going to happen to me that I didn't know anything about, and I just put it off. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then in my email I get Facebook is going to sign me up for Messenger, and I'm like, I don't really want to know about that, so I'll just wait. And so I decided that I ought to just talk with you about what this all means. What is Facebook doing to me?
So Facebook's not doing anything to you, but they are doing something big, and there is quite a hubbub about it right now. On July 28th, which is just less than 2 weeks ago, they made an announcement that they were going to stop allowing messaging in their iPhone and Android mobile apps, and they're going to force everybody who wants to message via Facebook to download the Facebook Messenger app, which is a standalone app separate from your Facebook app. People have been using Messenger for a long time. Way back when it was Yahoo Messenger. It's just now it's Facebook Messenger. They own it. They started requiring users in Europe to use it in April. They got a very positive response, so they're rolling it out. They say if you talk through Messenger, through Facebook, via your smartphone, you're going to get a 20% faster delivery. In other words, it's a faster, speedier app. A lot of people were chatting via their smartphones via Facebook Messages tab inside of Facebook. Those people, the Messages tab will be gone very shortly, and then you've got to download the Facebook Messenger app. So for me, I wasn't using messages on my phone. You probably weren't either.
Mm-mm.
I use my Facebook inbox, which is a messages tab, on my desktop or my tablet. So we're fine. We're not going to notice a difference. But if you are a smartphone user and 70% of the world is leaning in that direction, they're kind of forcing your hand if you want to do this activity. This is 2 weeks ago. The app has been downloaded over 1 billion times in 2 weeks, yet a lot of people are complaining. A lot of people who downloaded this didn't read the terms of service. They're saying the app is very intrusive on their phone. They're getting too many notifications. So some people are undownloading it and then re-downloading it, and it really depends on how do you use your smartphone. The funny thing is in the press, nobody mentions that this only affects mobile. And so people who just are Facebook users are really confused, and there is nobody making a statement. Facebook isn't doing press. They haven't written a blog. They don't really want to go out all that public with it. I do have a statement from them. Oh, also, this only works for iPhone and Android users. So if you have another, if you have a Windows phone, for instance, this doesn't apply to you. So here's the statement from Facebook. In the next few days, we're continuing to notify more and more people that if they want to send and receive Facebook messages, they'll need to download the Messenger app. As we've said, our goal is to focus development efforts on making Messenger the best mobile messaging experience possible and to avoid the confusion of separate Facebook mobile messaging experiences. Messenger is now used by 200 million people every month. We're working to make it even more appealing.
But is this not a separate email account for people? I mean, is that essentially what it is?
It's your Facebook email account, and I'm somewhat guessing into the future, but I think this is Facebook's way of going head-to-head with Google on email. In other words, Google was the number one search engine. Facebook introduced Facebook Graph Search. Now you can search the web on Facebook. It's working. Gmail's the world's leading provider of email accounts. Facebook is introducing and kind of forcing Facebook Messenger into mobile so that it can become maybe the number two provider of email.
So if you're on your smartphone and you're in Facebook, do you have to leave the Facebook app to go to the Messenger app?
You do, yes. The simple answer is yes.
So there's no seamlessness there.
If you read into their statement, they've made it's a super fast back and forth. They're claim is this is 20% faster than any other chat. A lot of people were chatting on their phones, but they were really using an email client to chat. They can still do that. They're just going to be going. It's like when you get a notification, you click on the notification, boom, you're in Facebook Messenger. You want to go back to Facebook, you click the Facebook icon. You will be going back and forth, but they're saying it's super fast.
Now, you do suspect that eventually something will happen to those of us who are apt not to use the messaging on a mobile device.
Right.
That we more often than not use Facebook in a larger setting.
Right.
On a screen, you know.
Right, your iPad, your laptop, your desktop.
Yeah.
I get Facebook messages. You get Facebook messages. So I know I have an inbox, but I don't use it as my inbox. I have a separate email. And when I get a message from someone privately on Facebook, I don't get notified about that in my regular email. I am guessing that in the future, Facebook's going to start kind of forwarding or sending that message into our other email, and maybe one day they're going to say, hey, make us your primary inbox. Here's your Facebook Messenger for desktop. But that has not been discussed. That's a total guess on my part.
So how is Facebook going to figure out how to get money from us?
I don't think Facebook's ever going to come after the consumer directly for money. They're doing extremely well. Their stock went up $1 last month.
Mm-hmm.
They're really monetizing and as a public company, earning a profit, paying dividends. So they're going after business. It's the people who own a Facebook page who in the other discussion out in the marketing world is that organic reach by pages to Facebook users has dropped from, 80% to 1% in the past 6 months.
What are you talking about there?
So let's say you liked a page, mm-hmm. a local store that you frequent, and they said, hey, like our page, and you clicked like. Would you like them? If they have a special this week, you would like that to show up in your news feed if they posted it. It won't anymore unless they pay Facebook. It's become pay to play. And it makes sense. Facebook gave it away for free for 10 years. They are a for-profit public company. They've got to monetize somehow. Yes, they sell ads. The standard original Facebook ad didn't work all that well, so they've come up with boosted posts and promoted pages and advanced targeting. Facebook knows a lot about us. That information is what they're selling to companies so that they can target their messaging. And we as a consumer, I want to say the statistic is about 45% of people report that they have made a purchase directly as a result of a Facebook post, whether it was from a friend telling them go here or from that brand, store, organization, etc. It's really effective in that manner. So I don't think individuals ever have to worry about Facebook saying, hey, we're going to charge you for your email account.
I guess we're paying in our information.
Exactly. That we give up a little bit of privacy, but it's all anonymous. I mean, keep in mind, Facebook doesn't know that Kate Lochte likes to shop at this store. They know X number of women of a certain age that live in this geographic area who like this TV show also frequent this store. That's valuable to the store. I'm okay. As a marketing professional, I like it.
I guess I like it. I'm not completely sure I like it. But let me ask you, do you have any idea about the income generated by the boost and follow?
It's still the best advertising dollar in town. There's a great New York Times article from last week about how Mega Krill Fish Oil partnered with Facebook and compared it to what they spent on television advertising to what they could spend on Facebook. And they were looking at spending like $200 million. And they were looking at, they wanted to just target a very small group of people who take fish oil supplements. And Facebook said, you know what, why don't you target everyone of a certain age who should be taking it? And they said, well, that's going to be, we can go do that on television. They showed them, they did the experiment, and in a month increased sales by 1% where the profit was twice as much as the expenditure. something they couldn't accomplish with television. So they kind of proved that it works. Now, that's a big brand with deep pockets, lots of agencies involved, but it was a really wonderful case study, especially for the creative person, because there was no straight advertising involved. They told people stories in Facebook posts and promoted them so that they showed up in the right news feeds, and it worked, and they sold the product.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
Is there anything, any other development in Facebook land that you're playing with now as a Facebook professional?
Well, it the playing field in the past 6 months, Facebook changed their algorithm yet again. This is something they do regularly. And they, for the first time, they did it not in the marketer's favor, but in the user's favor. And we lost what's known as organic reach, meaning if you build it, they will come. If I post something and I have 200 fans, all 200 fans see that. Now I would be lucky if two of my fans saw it, unless I pay. So little businesses, big brands all around the world were like, whoa. And no one told us this was coming. It just happened overnight. And we said, wow, you're holding my fans hostage. This was a hard pill to swallow. And yet when you look at the numbers, it's extremely inexpensive advertising. You can put a couple dollars for a local, like let's say you've got the Murray, Kentucky market, and I work with a number of really neat companies here in town. They can spend $5 or $10 a week and reach all their fans. Can you buy a full page newspaper ad for $50 a month? Probably not. Now, is it the only game in town? No. A social media strategy is part of an overall marketing, advertising, promotional, public relations plan. So Facebook is doing extremely well at what it does. They now have a lot of metrics that show that it works for the businesses. But switching it around, most of us are just people who are on Facebook every day. And a lot of people are noticing, you know, you hear, younger people aren't using Facebook anymore. So not true. They aren't as active as they once were, but they all still have the account. So Facebook is still growing. It now has 1.4 billion users worldwide. I don't see it going anywhere, and I think it's just going to become more and more ingrained in our daily communications over the next decade.
Wow. Elizabeth Thomas, thank you for being with us today and clearing up some of the murk about Messenger. Elizabeth is a lecturer in the Department of Journalism and Mass Communications at Murray State University, and we appreciate your time as you're getting ready for students to come back.
So ready for them to come back. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.